Advance the Kingdom by Leading Sinners to Repentance, December 15. All these things my hand has made, and so all these things are mine, says the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, to the humble and contrite in spirit, who trembles at my word. NRSV. In His Word, God has shown us the only way in which this work should be done. We are to do earnest, faithful work, laboring for souls as they that must give an account. Repent, repent was the message rung out by John in the wilderness. Christ's message to the people was, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And the apostles were commanded to preach everywhere that sinners should repent. The Lord would have His servants preach today the old gospel doctrine: sorrow for sin, repentance, and confession. We want old-fashioned sermons, old-fashioned customs, old-fashioned fathers and mothers in Israel, who have the tenderness of Christ. Sinners must be labored for perseveringly, earnestly, wisely, until they shall see that they are transgressors of God's law, and shall exercise repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. When they are conscious of their helpless condition, and feel their need of a Savior, they may come with faith and hope to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Christ will accept the soul who comes to Him in true repentance. A broken and a contrite heart He will not despise. The battle cry is sounding along the line. Let every soldier of the cross push to the front, not in self-sufficiency, but in meekness and lowliness of heart. Your work, my work, will not cease with this life. For a little while we may rest in the grave, but when the call comes, we shall take up our work in the kingdom of God to advance the glory of Christ. This holy work must be begun upon earth. We are not to study our own pleasure or convenience. Our question must be, what can I do to lead others to Christ? How can I make known to others the love of God which passeth knowledge?